Good morning, everyone. We are continuing with our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. We are in the Orchos at Tzadikim Shar HaTorah, the Gate of Torah. Our learning today, B'lezecha Nishmas, on those who died, lost their lives in the Meiron tragedy, and for those who need a Refuah Shalema, both Refuah HaNefesh and Refuah HaGuf, from the Meiron tragedy, we should only hear B'soros Tovos, and have Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayim. We learned today of the importance, the significance of doing mitzvos, learning Torah, L'shem Shemayim. We do not learn Torah for ulterior motives, but we do it in order to be able to perpetuate the divine, and to do it for the service of the divine, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo uva'atzmo with the shmiras ha-mitzvos and b'frat the limud ha-Torah. And so therefore we understand that everybody has to learn and to do mitzvos l'shem shemayim in a way that we're going to understand the opposite of which is heresy. Is that which is a richuk, a distance from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a way that a person does not want to have. We see that the classic demonstration of this is the story of, in the case of Elisha ben Abua, where the Gemara says, of course we know the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, who his father taught him Torah, not l'shem shemayim, not for the sake of Torah, and in the end he became a heretic, became at the mercy of heresy. That's what's stated in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi Chagiga Beis Aleph, and in the Medrash Koheles Rabbah, when he was circumcised, famously at his circumcision Suda, the Suda's mitzvah, his father, Avua, he made a Suda for him, he made a feast, and he invited the sages, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the other Chachamim, and it was, as is reported, that when the Chachamim sat and they spoke words of Torah, there was a great Eish that surrounded them, there was a fire. And at this, Avua, who was Elisha's father, came and he said to them, Rabbi Isai, what have you done? You've come to my house to burn down my house. What are you doing here? What's this fire? So they said, no, it's not what you think, but we're reviewing the Torah, reviewing the Nevi'im, reviewing the Ksuvim, the Tanakh, that we're discussing. This that we're doing are the fire of the Torah. The words that we are studying are besimcha, are joyful, as when they were given at Mount Sinai. Why? Because at Sinai, they were given, and it was at a time that when they're also given amid fire, with that type of energy, with that type of exuberance, with that type of circumstance. So this, Avua said, one second, if that's true, if that's the Koyach HaTorah, he sees that this is what's going to be, so if this son of mine survives, then I'm going to dedicate him that he should learn Torah. So that seems to be, on one hand, okay, beautiful, he sees the Koyach HaTorah, but the problem is that what was his intent? It wasn't L'Shem Shemayim, it wasn't just to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. Since his intent was not L'Shem Shemayim, was not for the service exclusively at the sake of heaven, but rather as the chavod is for the honor. So therefore, nepach b'naliminus. Therefore, what happened? His son turned and gravitated towards heresy. And so therefore, we see that how important it is that a person's l'shem shemayim is secure, and he's only doing the world of learning Torah and mitzvahs only l'shem shemayim. Now, notwithstanding this, we understand. Even though that's the case, we still nonetheless say that a person should always still study Torah, even if it's not l'shem shemayim. Why? Because Reb Sachem Daf Nun Amud Beis tells us shemitoch lo lishma bo lishma, because as a result of a person just doing it, ultimately it's going to come to be that a person is going to study for its own sake. And so therefore what we understand is that l'shem shemayim is essential, and even if it's shelo lishma, it'll be bo lishma, and we'll come to understand how it applies in our lives in a very meaningful way, the opposite of which is heresy and minus. Rachman al-Hassan. Okay, wishing everybody a healthy, happy day. We'll continue, Emir Tz Hashem, with this limud, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow.